a Wednesday, December the 8th, 2021, 20 minutes past the hour, in studio with Glenn Coble for another hour. Now, here's an update on the fruitcake toss. We have to have 15 names. Now, during the break, we lost John Aiken. John Aiken cannot do it. Now, one of the prerequisites for showing up for doing this is 15 bodies. No, I can't show ups, none of that. There better be 15, at least 15 bodies there. Now, the date, if we do it, now this is if, don't show up if we don't have the 15 names, because we're not going to do it, but if we do it, will be Tuesday, December the 14th, 6:30 p.m., 523 South Prospect Street here at the station. Now, here's something Glenn and I thought up during the break, and I think this will be a lot of fun. Since we're doing it here at the station, I thought, well, why don't we broadcast it? So, we will broadcast this fruitcake toss.
Who are you going to get to broadcast it? You're going to be on the air.
I'll just walk away for a minute to throw the fruitcake. While I'm throwing my fruitcake, you can broadcast that, and then I'll take it back.
How much am I going to make for that?
Big dough for that minute I'm going to toss the fruitcake. So what you will hear is you will hear a commentary of fruitcakes being tossed, and you will know how far in feet and inches each person threw their fruitcake. Boy, oh boy, if that doesn't say Christmas. Now, nobody's put Santa Claus in yet. What's going on here? Buckeye Guy, Ted Williams, a lot of names. Linda, go ahead, caller.
Scott, Jason Schauber, the city council, he can make it.
Perfect.
But Eric Ratliff, he'll be in Cleveland. And then I have one other name. I left a message. And in our phone book, there's no people's name, so there's no way I can get a hold of Mary Ellen.
If you call Primrose, they would know how to do it.
Oh, okay. I'll look up Primrose.
Yeah. No, so
and then I'll leave the other two a message, and I guess they can just call back and say they can or can't.
Yeah, so the mayor and Judge Edwards are still up in the air.
Yeah, Mary Ellen's. I call and leave them a message. I didn't know the date. I just said Monday or Tuesday.
Right. Mary Ellen's up in the air, but Jason Schauber is a go.
Yeah, he gave me two other names, but Ratliff will be in Cleveland, and the other one he gave me, it was a voicemail.
Oh, do you know who the other one is?
Yeah, he's, Clyde Mead.
Oh, Kai Mead. Might do it. Yeah,
Kai might do it. Yeah,
did you leave a message with Kai?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll call you back.
What's his name, Clyde?
Kai. K-A-I. Kai.
Oh, I wrote down Clyde. I thought he said Clyde. Okay.
Well, that works good. And Mayor Kellogg's in the phone book, I think.
Yeah, Bruce nobody's in the phone book. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, you don't have a phone book with
that's right.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I have a phone book. But I think the and Mount Gilead, they're not people's names. It's just all businesses.
Well, I'll tell you, if you... let me check something here very quick. I'm not going to give it on the air, obviously. But
because I don't... I have an older... they don't even give Marion, I don't think, anymore. It's Crawford, Marion, and Mount Gilead. And I think in that one, there's no people's names in it anymore. It's just all businesses.
I tell you what, if you hold the line, because I know this is in the phone book, I will... Do you want Jack Kellogg's phone number?
Well, I guess.
I mean, you don't have to. It's up to you if you want it, but I'll give it to you off the air.
Well, give me... Primrose, I can, but... I guess Kellogg, too, here. Are you going to do it later?
No, I tell you, just hold the line, and I'm going to give the phone to Glenn, and he will give you Jack Kellogg's phone number.
Okay, here, I got it.
Okay, just hold the line. Hold the line, man.
Okay,
we just turn that down. We'll pick the phone up there, and don't say it loud, Glenn. Say it as softly as possible. We're giving a number here for the fruitcake toss. Now, remember, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. WWGH Radio's big fruitcake toss. Now, Jason Schauber's in. Well, that's a pal, Jason Schauber, getting in on this. Now, Mary Ellen, Mayor Schertzer, and Judge Edwards are all still up in the air, so we still need three other confirmed for this event. Santa Claus, Ted Williams, Buckeye Guy. Nothing's been confirmed there. Kai Mead, possibly. Ayers is out of town that particular day. Who are some other Marian dignitaries that might want to come out here. Well, Sophia at the Star. Now, I think she has a phone number, 740-383-9944. Sophia at the Marian Star. And if Mitch is still there, he might want to do it. No Linda Sims yet entered into the competition. All kinds of big stuff. All right, Glenn, did we get that taken care of?
Yeah, I think we did.
It's in the white pages, so it's not like we gave away top secret information.
But, right, yeah.
I don't have Mary Ellen's number laying around here. I should, but I don't.
I probably do.
What did I do with the
phone?
You do? Well, you should have given it to Judy.
Didn't even think of it, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Morning, gentlemen. What time is the toss on Tuesday? I missed it between all your other goings-on.
6:30.
6:30 p.m. or p.m., not a.m.
Yeah, we're not going to be out there at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay. A couple updates for you. Glad to see some older people participating. Mary Ellen, she's a lot stronger than she looks. I would not put it past her to be the victor, especially in the women's senior category. She's in very good shape.
We'll see. I don't know if the Las Vegas odds makers will have her on to win that day, but we'll see.
Well, we could always play dollar bill poker with one of her dollar bills. Maybe that would be a good omen or something.
Have you called and tried to get somebody else in?
I'm working on it. My question is, Kai is young and in pretty good shape, and he's a new father, so I mean he's used to lifting his baby.
Well, he's not in yet.
In really, really good shape. Well, I'm sure he'll do it, but let's...
I don't know. I've seen Kai lately. I'm not sure he's in the best of shape.
We're going to tie his shoes together.
I'll send him a message. Is he the youngest participant, at least among the nominees?
Well, I don't... No, I think Lily Smith is probably the youngest so far.
Okay, so we have some younger people. Well, let you folks know, you probably know I work out pretty much every day, and I had a pretty big upper body workout yesterday, and I'm reserving 2 hours today. I'm buying some extra energy drinks, and I'm spending 2 hours today at the gym exclusively on biceps and triceps and shoulder exercises.
Oh, Glenn is scared to death. His teeth are chattering over here.
I mean, I'm semi-ambidextrous because my mom was left-handed and my sister uses both arms. My left arm is actually stronger. I'm not quite sure why. I've just been noticing in the last couple of days with these upper body exercises, it's getting some good definition. And I'm more than twice Kai's age, but I'm up to the challenge. I'm worried about Mary Ellen. I think she might be able to beat me because I said she's in good shape. And the mayor, he and I are about the same age. So that would
this
be
is technique, Adam. This is nothing about strength.
Competition. Yeah, interesting competition. But I think with my dedicated workouts, I challenge anybody, and I'm expecting to be the victor.
All right, Adam, you're trash talking left, right, and sideways. Okay, we'll see what happens.
I had our first female contestant trash talk me on Monday.
I know. She told you where to go.
But we do encourage a diverse crowd, all ages, male and female. It's good to have some more females. And all the younger males, I challenge all of them. Let's see if the older guy can do it, because I'm confident that I can.
All right.
The gym is a place for me. 2 hours today of arm exercises. So if I don't call or anything, it's because I'm bulking up for this big event.
Get ready, Adam. Fruitcake training. So put some videos up on the internet of you training for the fruitcake.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. That's a very good idea, because I post a lot of gym selfies, and I haven't put one in a while. Yeah, today is the day I'm going to show myself with the biceps exercises. Showing that I take this fruitcake toss seriously. You may want to warn our neighbors behind us, because I may toss it so long it might end. Yeah, it might end up in
Wyandotte County. Oh, Lord. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Well, bye-bye. Adam's good. All right, well, gosh. Beware over on Bell Fountain Avenue. There could be fruitcakes flying your way. Oh, my
word.
Who
has to run all the way over there and pick it up and bring it back?
Well, nobody's put the sheriff in. Now you'd be able to get a hold of him. Just call the sheriff station. Or Chief McDonald. Why not?
Chief McDonald. A little uncomfortable.
Oh, by the way, Glenn has Mary Ellen's number. If you want it, you can call off the air because it is a public number. It's not like weed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that was me that tried to talk to Adam, and you're going down, dude. It ain't over till a fat lady says.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, it's going to be a fight. Oh, man. Well, better
clearly she didn't care about his biceps or triceps or wingtips or whatever else he's got going. I tell you, Glenn, this is like, what is that thing used to be called? The wide world of sports.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's a good thing it's not a fruitcake blow, because Adam would win. Old windpipe Adam would. I bet we'll go. We'll go.
Adam, I hope you're listening.
Adam the windpipe. Hey, thank you.
We're just kidding, Adam. We love you.
Oh, mercy me. Went a bullet down the yard, he'd be all tops. Oh, my. Okay. Well,
that was
yeah.
A fun relief.
Well, we're having a good time today. That's what the holidays are all about. Now, sheriff, nobody. And I'm not saying you have to put the sheriff in, but you could get a hold of him at the sheriff's station. We do have Mary Ellen's number. Call off the air, and we will get you the number. And I think that's what this is.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to let Glenn take that so he can give Mary Ellen's number to our listener who's doing some nominating here. Wednesday, December the 8th, 2021, 31 minutes past the hour. Okay, I think Glenn's going to give Mary Ellen's number to maybe we got some more news coming down the pike here. Remember, it's the Fruitcake Toss, Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m., 523 South Prospect Street. Now we've got Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, possibly Mayor Schertzer, possibly Judge Edwards, possibly Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber for sure right now, so we're almost locked in with a guaranteed 15 names. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Man, this is going to be fun. We're going to broadcast this live on WWGH Radio starting at a quarter after 6 that night. That'll be the pre-show. We'll interview some of the contestants in the Big Fruitcake Challenge. The Fruitcake Challenge will start at 6:30 Tuesday night, and we will broadcast our way right through it. And Glenn, was that our friend Judy looking for Mary Ellen's public number?
Yes, it was, but also she got an approval from the mayor.
Mayor Kellogg's in.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what
all
I said.
Right. Mayor Kellogg is in the fruitcake toss. Well, now how about that?
That's cool.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Absolutely. And really, you know, I don't know if Jeff Ruth's in the phone book, but he might be an interesting person to toss.
Well, I still say Sheriff Bales is one that we have not heard from. He's a big guy. He could do it.
I'm a big guy. That doesn't mean I can do it.
Well, Mike McGinnis, our 600-pound
life
friend.
Guy.
Nobody's interviewed
what
Mike
is he,
McGinnis.
Six foot seven or eight,
something like that. And then you've got Ted Williams. Nobody's put Ted in.
Yeah.
That might be fun. Santa Claus. Nobody's put Santa Claus in. I can't vouch for Santa at this point, but he could be an alternate.
You got to figure out how he's going to do it, though, because the sleigh is so fast, he could get down here.
Has this anything... Now, I'll tell you what, though. Wouldn't it be interesting if you could put, like, a Colleen Marshall or a Jim Ganahl
in
this?
That would be fun, yeah.
Why not? Does anybody want to nominate them? I mean, I don't know that they'll do it. I don't think Jim works nights. Does anybody want to put old Jim Ganahl in there?
You got to call him, though, and make sure that he can come, right?
Well, I'll tell you, in this particular... Because I think... You could get a hold of Jim Ganahl. If you called Channel 6, they would put you through to him.
That might get their cameras up here to take pictures.
This is what, I don't think this has ever been done.
I don't think so either. You know, do you get Channel 6 here on your TV?
I do, on my antenna. Yeah,
I don't get it on my antenna.
So the obvious, and by the way, anybody, though, if you're listening in the community, anybody is fine to enter this thing.
Sure.
But right now, we're waiting to hear back from Mary Ellen. We're waiting to hear back from Judge Edwards. We're waiting to hear back from Mayor Schertzer. We're waiting to hear back from Kai Mead. Nothing yet on Sheriff Bales
now,
or Ted Williams.
Judy did say she was probably going to call some of those tomorrow.
Oh, Sheriff Bales? Okay.
And Kai Mead, I think.
And Kai Mead. Yeah. Oh, I thought she left a message with Kai.
I don't know.
Ted Williams. Linda here at the station has not been put in.
You were talking while I was talking to her on the phone, so...
I was doing a radio show. I'm sorry to stamp on your lines there. But no, if you called down to Channel 6, they would probably relay the message.
They probably would, yeah.
And Jim works days, so it wouldn't be hard to...
And a good PR for the Channel 6.
I bet Jim could throw a fruitcake pretty good.
I bet.
He's on Facebook. I bet you could Facebook him.
Probably.
That's how I've talked to him
how
a lot.
About, weather forecaster from Marion.
I'm telling you, this is historic. Now, here's what we got to do, Glenn, because now here's the only other thing, because we're running, you and I really won't have a chance to converse much before next Tuesday.
No.
We should, and I'm not talking about a meal, this isn't a meal, but since we're actually going to broadcast this thing starting at 6:15 through 7 o'clock next Tuesday night, what would be a funny food that we could have in the Christmas spirit for the contestants and maybe anybody who shows up to watch?
Huh.
So I think that would be fun.
A funny food?
But not like, you know, we're not doing meals. We're not doing pizza. We're not doing, you know, that sort of thing.
That's a tough question to ask. I don't know. Especially if you're not doing a meal. You mean like a dessert or something?
Yeah, no, we could probably do hot chocolate rather easy.
Yeah,
we could do
hot chocolate. That's okay. We could. Yeah.
Isn't this Christmas, Glenn? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I suppose. My wife loves hot chocolate.
Okay. So we'll have hot chocolate.
But we won't have my wife. She won't come.
Even standing outside?
No, she won't.
Okay. Hot chocolate. We'll have hot chocolate, but what's going to be the food? We need some kind of it could be cooked out here on the porch, something that could be cooked on the porch. You know, it'd have to be really chintzy.
Bratwurst.
Oh no, no, that's too. That's too heavy. Big. Too heavy. Yeah. Just something, you know, people can pop.
People can pop.
You know, something can pop in their mouth and then go. We don't want anybody getting a cramp.
How about popcorn?
Popcorn. Well, you know, people used to decorate their trees with popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking about oranges.
Popcorn balls.
Oranges. Christmas oranges used to be a
that's
big
true.
Thing.
They did. And oh, what are they called? Tangerines.
Tangerines. Yeah. What else is Christmas-themed? Well, listeners, help us out. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
You ever take a chainsaw and cut up a fruitcake and you give out slices of fruitcake?
Well, we're already throwing the fruitcake, so I don't know that we want to pass that out as food.
And we don't want to dull the chainsaw.
Poor chainsaw.
Yeah, I don't think they make enough oil to go.
No, you're right. Some kind of food. We got to think up something.
I'll keep thinking.
Okay, bye-bye.
Keep thinking.
Okay, just something odd. You know, just something that would be very strange. That's kind of the fun of it. It's a very strange event to begin with. So something that we could produce a lot of. That way, if a lot of spectators do show up, we could feed them.
Chili?
Well, I don't know.
It's
chili, maybe.
For cold weather.
Yeah. I mean, give you a cup of chili. A cup of chili.
Yeah.
Not a bowl.
I've got some little bowls that I used. We used to give chili at halftime for my, and at the end of games for my media types that would come to our game. And I still have a whole bunch of those bowls we could bring.
Well, maybe it'll be chili. I don't know. Chili and hot chocolate?
Ooh.
That's a real delicious.
How about chili and cider? You know.
Well, somebody's got to cook it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well,
that's not me.
Well, so it's got to be, what is something that if we just, cause it's going to be an electric skillet, clearly. What could we cook on an electric skillet?
Well, you could probably cook chili in an electric skillet.
How about hot dogs?
Yeah.
Hot dogs would be very easy.
Yeah, not very Christmassy, but very easy.
But different.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? It's going to be hot dogs. Hot dogs and hot chocolate.
Are they going to be Chicago hot dogs? With everything on them?
Well, you know what? I might do the everything sauce. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I called Mary Ellen, and she didn't want to do it.
Oh, okay.
No, she said she couldn't throw it. She didn't want to be embarrassed. But I told her it's just for fun, and she said put her down as a yes.
Oh, Mary Ellen, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So she didn't want to be. I said, well, most of them, I guess, they throw it up high, and if you throw it low, maybe you'll win and stuff. I said it's just for fun, and she didn't want to be embarrassed. You know, she said she really couldn't throw it, so.
Oh, no, she'll do fine.
Yeah, she'll do fine.
Okay.
She'll be at least as long as me.
Yeah. The others, I'll leave a message, and I can tell you tomorrow if the other three can do it or whatever.
Sounds good. We got till Friday. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Well, Mary Ellen's in.
All right, I love it.
Well, how about that?
Isn't she a sweetheart?
What a nice woman to come out and do that. It's going to be historic.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a history-making event here at WWGH Radio. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have an idea about Spam sandwiches.
Well, they used to do Spam sandwiches over at the...
rolls and fry the Spam in one of those electric skillets.
Now, well, do they still do that at the old Buckeye Chuck?
I think they do.
Oh, do they? Is that still going on there?
I don't know if it's still going on without Jeff Ruth or not, but...
Well, I think Mayor Kellogg and Charlie started that, the Spam sandwiches.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that still goes on, though, or not.
But that's something different.
That is something different. We wouldn't want to rip their idea off, though. I think that's the only...
Rip it off.
We already got Mayor Kellogg out here chucking a fruitcake.
What about pigs in a blanket?
Well, again, that's a little tricky.
Yeah, you got to work on that one. But the nice thing about the Spam is you just plop it in. And you do have to cut it. Or do they sell it sliced? I don't know.
I have not bought Spam, so I really would not know. We could do grilled cheese. That'd be fairly simple. Cut them in four ways. People could have a grilled cheese bite.
Yeah, that would be real simple. Easier. Put little slices on the dinner rolls and cut them in half. Put sliced cheese in there.
We'll work on this food. All right, thank you. All right, well, I don't know. Hot dogs and hot chocolate are interesting. Now, again, nobody's put anybody in from the Marion Star. Sophia, I think, is the only employee left at this point.
I think you're right.
So there's that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this Tri Rivers Culinary School does things for events. I know they did the Spam one year.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll have to check out, touch base with them.
Yes, that might be a... Hey, this is Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis.
I'm not making fudge or anything right now because I fell and fractured my elbow.
Oh, gosh.
So, I go to the doctor today and I'll see where I stand.
Oh,
so,
well,
I haven't forgotten yet.
Okay, well, I hope you feel better, Phyllis. Stay well.
Yeah, I do. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, Phyllis, who does that delicious... fudge every year, peanut butter fudge, but my goodness, fell and hurt her
that is
elbow.
Good. I remember it from last
year. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
But you don't want to overwork the elbow if it's injured. All right, 740-383-9944. Well, it's shaping up to be an event now. Now, how many people do we actually have in this? Now, we've got commitments from Sarah Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, yourself.
Who is Mary this Ellen, yourself guy?
You.
Oh.
Mary Ellen, Jason Schauber, and Mayor Kellogg. Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards are up in the air at this point. So we've got 1, 2, 3, where are we at? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 confirmed.
Now I'm concerned. Did I tell you that Mayor Kellogg was confirmed?
That's what you said.
Now I'm worried that it was Mayor Schertzer that was confirmed, but...
Well, is it Mayor Kellogg who's confirmed or Mayor Schertzer who's
confirmed? Give us a call again.
Now, let us know. We want to make sure we got it here. Is it Mayor Schertzer or Mayor Kellogg who is confirmed for this event? Either way, we've got 14 confirmed.
I'd be a terrible receptionist.
Isn't this interesting?
It is.
That we're only one away.
Well, you know what's interesting is so many people are interested in it.
People like fun events.
Yeah.
People just like off-kilter
and
things.
And it doesn't take much time. So you can zip down here, spend a half an hour and go.
Yeah. Well, what'll be fun will be going on at 6:15, and as people arrive, we can interview them. Yeah. And then at 6:30, we'll cover the toss.
You know, the biggest problem we're going to have is the parking. You're going to have to park
but
off.
Yeah, we'll have to put a sign out there or something.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's Mayor Kellogg.
Oh, Mayor Kellogg. Mayor Kellogg say when you explain this to him?
Mind your own business.
Well, he told me he was 85 and stuff. And, he said he would do it. And that, what else was it? I forget what else he did say. I just explained all the stuff, that there would be a prize. And if they did, I don't know what the prize is going to be. I said, I don't know if it's going to be the zoo-like tickets, whatever the prize is. If you don't want it, maybe you can donate it.
I said,
it's just for fun.
That's right.
That's what they're doing. And let's see, what else did he say? And he knew about the lot and everything, so, and stuff. But
Scott, the other three that I've got, should I just leave my number, or can they call you the radio station and leave a message and confirm it?
I would leave your number because I'm afraid that somebody will come along. They might call during somebody else's show, and I won't get the message.
Oh, okay.
Understand. Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave those three. That's the other three. I'll leave them. They can give me a call, and then I'll give you the tell you tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds great. Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
So she's checking out, I believe, Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, and Kai Mead are the three. But to my knowledge, nobody has entered Sheriff Bales, nobody has entered Ted Williams, and nobody's entered Linda. So those three are still out there. Buckeye Guy as well. Nobody has entered him.
You keep avoiding Jeff Ruth. Nobody's entered.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if he, you know, he does some things for other radio stations,
that's
so I don't
true,
know if he would
true.
Get permission.
Yeah, that's, I understand.
You know, he might get cracked on the knuckles or something if he shows up over here.
Yeah, we don't want
we
to
wouldn't care.
No.
We would have no worry about that, but I don't want to get Jeff beaten and dragged around.
I hear you.
We don't need that
trouble. I forgot
trouble.
About that.
That's all. And Mike McGinnis, nobody's put old Mike in, our big 600-pound life friend, who's apparently doing very, very well on his diet. Very
excellent.
Pleased with that. What about Superintendent Arusi over there?
He'd be good,
You could get in touch with him over at the ad building.
Yeah.
Just call the Marion City School, see if Dr. Arusi, he's a go-getter when it comes to community events.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that you could get in here. And
what's the lady's name that's in charge of the health department?
Tracy Kinsler.
Yeah, maybe Tracy.
Tracy Kinsler. And by the way, you know, whatever, it'll be outside, so that's going to be nice. What's the temperature next Tuesday?
Did it's supposed
51?
To be in the high 40s.
High 40s.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll be good.
Yeah.
No snow or rain.
It didn't show it. It showed it as partly sunny.
We don't need that. We don't need snow or rain on that particular day. And again, it could be anybody in Marion. I guess this is kind of replacing our Christmas lights tour, but this might end up being more fun, to be honest.
Bob Nunley.
That's right. Bob Nunley. What about Big Bob? We could get him down here doing some things.
Jeff just walked in.
I think he's just visiting. We don't need any. Just stopping by, swinging through. Hey, by the way, how much did the peanut push raise? I saw it in the article.
$68,000.
Wow.
Beautiful.
$60,000.
The bikers and the money raised. Perfect. $68,000.
Fantastic.
Well, the fruitcake toss, I'm telling you, just to see Mayor Kellogg and Mary Ellen out there tossing a fruitcake, that's worth the price of admission.
Absolutely.
That's all you need right there. What good sports.
Yeah.
You know, but and nothing against the peanut push. I love the peanut push. But Mary Ellen isn't going to get down and push a peanut, and neither is Mayor Kellogg at this
Nor
point.
Am I.
Right. But you can do this fruitcake toss.
Yeah.
You can just toss that thing.
Yeah.
You know, underhanded toss, no overhand.
How much do those things weigh?
I think they're a pound.
Ooh, wow.
I think they're a pound.
I'm not sure I can lift it.
Well, it's a heavy-duty thing, those fruitcakes. And at this point, it looks like we'll be serving hot chocolate and hot dogs. Oh, I didn't think about that. Hot chocolate, hot dogs. That works.
Everything's hot.
Everything's hot.
Yep.
And easy to cook. And we will be broadcasting it on the air. We made that programming decision pretty quick. We'll be on from 6:15 until 7. So basically from 6:15 to 6:30, we'll interview some people who are showing up for the event. And from 6:30 to 7, we'll tell you who's up tossing, what they're tossing, and how far it goes. And then we'll crown. What should the person be called? We can't use king, and we don't want to use just winner. What is the person? It'll be a title you keep for a year. Fruitcake.
Tosser.
Something. Fruitcake tosser.
Sounds
no,
like
that don't work.
I'm going to toss my cookies.
What do they call the winners of things?
Winners.
Yeah, but they don't, what would you say?
I'm looking.
Yeah,
up,
look,
trying to get an
Google
idea.
Google that. Give us a, we don't want to call it like emperor or, I don't know. What do you, president, what would you call it? The fruitcake champion?
Well, that's
very,
what I'm looking up right now.
Kind
Steve.
Of boring. We need some title that you get. You hold it for a year. What do you got?
Nothing.
You're coming up with nothing.
Nothing. Caber tosser. No.
What should the winner of this be called? We'll leave it up to the audience. What should the winner of the big fruitcake toss be called? 740-383-9944.
I think cow chip thrower is definitely out.
Cow chip thrower. I don't know. I don't know what we should call the winner. Whoever comes up with it from our audience could be anointed the winner.
This is interesting. The Safe Harbor Pizzeria has a dough-tossing championship.
Well, see, people are tossing food. We're not exactly breaking the mold here.
The Fantasy Fruitcake Champion. I don't know
why. Now, what's fantasy?
I don't know.
I think this is happening in reality.
I'm giving you everything I got.
The Fantasy Fruitcake Champion.
You don't want to call him an axe master.
No.
You know they have a championship pillow throw.
How hard is it to throw a pillow?
I don't know.
No, I really believe this fruitcake thing is much more up to technique.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If people think this has to do with your age or how strong you are, that's really not what this is. Because if you throw it too high, it's not going to... You're not going to win. And that's based on strength. And if it hits the ground, if you throw it too low, it's going to roll, and that's not going to work. You've got to have the... It's really, you know, in the arm. It's like bowling.
You know,
it's technique.
There is a national championship for tossing pumpkins, and it's called the Pumpkin Chunkin'.
The Pumpkin Chunkin'.
We need a name like that.
Well, I like the fruitcake toss. Well, we just need a win. What's the winner? The winner needs to be called something. Well, we've got 14 people confirmed so far. It's Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Jack Kellogg, and that's 14. I said if we get 15 bodies here, we'll do it. It's going to be a big event. Santa Claus not in yet, although he could be. He might just be here that night. Santa Claus might be here that night making the hot dogs. You never can tell, Glenn.
Or eating the hot dogs.
Or eating the hot dogs, as it were. You never know. It's going to be an event of epic proportions. But I say some other good people to invite might be Linda here from the station, might be Dr. Arusi from the Marion City Schools, might be Ted Williams, who makes many appearances here, Buckeye Guy, Sheriff Bales, all good local community-minded people. Maybe Sheriff Bales could bring the cruiser over and shut us down. Well, we're not in the county, so... No, is that... Can the county have jurisdiction in the city? Because the city's in the county?
I doubt it, but I don't know.
Hard to tell. We'll see what happens.
Now, I have found tossing tips for pizza throwers, but I cannot find anything takes the place of
I'm telling you, tossing the fruitcake, you think it's easy. I did it once, the first year we did it, and it's very... it is technique. That sounds funny, but it really is. You've gotta just be able to do it just right.
Can't find any answers on there.
Well,
Google let me down.
If anybody has any idea for what we should call the winner of this whoop-de-doo, or anybody else who wants to be in it, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who else would like to be in this, Glenn? Well, we never did get our answers either. How much did 3 pounds of coffee cost at Kroger in 1941?
That was not one you asked, was it? I thought the...
Yeah, that was one. And then the other one was, how much did 12 cans of peaches?
Yeah, and we had somebody call in the break, and I couldn't take the call, so...
A dozen peaches. How much does a dozen peaches, cans of peaches...
Cans, yes. A dozen
I was
peaches.
Getting to it, Glenn. Gee whiz.
Two different things, cans and peaches.
12 cans of peaches. How much did a dozen cans of peaches cost in 1941? 1941, July of 1941. We found out that the marmalade cake was 39 cents.
Yikes.
740-383-9944.
See, here now you got my brain working too hard. I'm forgetting about what I'm going to talk with Dr. Feynman about because I'm trying to think of...
Oh, there's a loss.
I'm trying to think of something... Tossing Champions or something.
Now, remember, Nate Redman will not be live today because he just had gallbladder surgery yesterday, but he's doing well, and he'll be back, I'm sure, next week.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Gallbladder.
And Adam
that's painful.
Has, you know, do you feel competitive to beat Adam now, if nothing else? Well, I mean, he called in here, and he basically said that he's going to the gym.
Yes, he's going to get
work
worked up for this.
Biceps and triceps and all kinds of stuff. Upper body, whatever.
I'm not going to try to compare with him.
Do you think you'll beat him, though? Now, in all honest, you don't?
I'm not going to try.
Well, I'm not saying you're going to try to win.
No, I'm not.
You're not what? Oh, Glenn.
I'm going to toss. I'm not going to
try. Right, but that's trying to win.
If somebody in my family was trying to win, it would be my wife. I could care less whether I win or
not. Well, I
just want to be there.
Yeah, I understand as well, but I'm saying that at some point, if you end up tossing it further than Adam does after all that trash talk...
Well, I will be stomping on a chair and...
There you go.
And dancing up and down and being crazy.
This is what I'm saying. So, but Sarah, our bus driver friend, boy, she's told Adam...
Yeah.
Where he's going to go.
She certainly did.
He might end up in the old trash can at the end of this
Sarah
thing.
Did Sarah say she was going to toss?
Yeah, Sarah, I think, was our first entry.
Excellent, excellent.
We're just one short at this
point.
One more confirmation or one more person enters.
Maybe she could bring her bus down here, park sideways in the street, and then nobody can bother us.
I don't think anybody's going to bother us for that 40-minute period either. You know, it really is the wide world of sports.
It is.
What is it? The thrill of victory and
the
agony
of
defeat. Exactly. That's what it will be.
I used to love that show.
You know, everybody always remembers the first, too. The first winner.
Who was the first winner?
No, we won't know till Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody always remembers the first.
I always remember the agony of defeat.
You just said you weren't competitive in this, but you'll be the agony of defeat.
No, I'm going to have agony in my feet.
Oh, in your feet. Don't you think you could take these people?
No.
No?
No.
Who are you worried about on this list?
Well... I know I can whip Adam, so...
You know you can whip Adam. That's all that matters, but you can whip Adam. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say $1.20 for the 12 peaches.
Oh,
$1.20 for the 12 peaches. No, good guess, though.
I bet she had to be close on that.
Not $1.20 for the 12 cans of peaches. We got a dozen cans of peaches from Kroger in 1941, or 3 pounds of fresh coffee. How much did it cost? 740-383-9944. And the big fruitcake toss, I guess, is Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m. here at the station, 523 South Prospects.
We don't have to eat that after we toss it, do we?
No, I don't think anybody will be eating it, but it'll be nice because somebody will have to buy one, and that will be a donation to the Civitan Club.
Yes, that'd be good.
Probably have to buy two. We'll have to a backup one in case the first one breaks.
Do you throw into a sand pit, or you just throw it as far as you can?
Just throw it as far as you can. Go ahead, caller.
89 cents for the peaches.
89 cents for the peaches. Nope. If you come within a nickel, though, I'll give it to you. Not 89 cents for the peaches. Now, Dr. Feynman and Glenn coming up here at 12:15. And then we have James Anderson not in this either yet, the fruitcake toss. Nobody put old James in.
Yeah.
And I know he's an avid listener.
And nobody put in Fred Malone.
Fred Malone, certainly not. He's not in there yet. So there are those people as well. Still could be entered in this big fruitcake toss. Big, big event. Makes that whole Super Bowl look like it's not even happening. Go ahead, caller.
The champion should be called the Chucker.
The Chucker.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, I'm not against that.
That's pretty good.
We'll put that down.
All right.
The Chucker.
Yeah. Fruitcake Chucker.
We'll just amend that so people don't, you know, one little...
Oh, and you can... put alliteration into it so it would be the Fruitcake Chucker Champion.
There you go. I'm thinking the Fruitcake Chucker Champion. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what do they get?
Nothing.
You can come over, you go over to their house and cook for them, Glenn.
No, they don't want that.
Go ahead, caller.
$1.69 for peaches.
Dollar, you got it right on the butt.
Oh, my goodness.
Dollar
All right.
Was that just a guess?
Attaboy.
Yeah, that was just a guess. I was just trying to figure out how much per can.
$1.69, you got it right. Now, you're not getting in on this fruitcake toss?
No, I'll pass on it. I may come over and observe it.
We'd love that.
It's going to be big. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be something like you've never seen before.
I'm going to do it in a bikini.
I could definitely go for a hot dog, maybe even make a chili dog.
A chili dog?
Yeah,
well, we might be able to swing that. Maybe. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Well, see, people might be just showing up for the free food that night.
Absolutely.
Hot dogs we can do. I think we can probably swing hot dogs, and we can get some hot chocolate and... I don't know. What, chili? The chili sauce isn't that much. We could probably get the buffet out there that night for an hour, 45 minutes.
Yep.
All right. That's the way it is. As Walter Cronkite would say, and that's the way it is on this.
And you're just about done.
I am, but let's remind everybody that the fruitcake toss crowd right now, confirmed, Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, and Mayor Kellogg. Now, Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, and Kai Mead, we're all waiting back to hear, and as soon as we hear, we will let you know. But the fruitcake toss will take place here at the station on Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m. The broadcast will be 6:15 until 7, 523 South Prospect Street. We'll have hot chocolate and hot dogs, and
maybe chili
I guess
dogs.
The winner will be a fruitcake chucker champion.
Champion, yes.
Oh, boy. And some prize. All right, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Glenn Coble with Dr. Feynman coming up next.
Yep, I'm doing my crunch.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, jeez.
Oh, man.
WWGH Radio, the place for holiday fun.